Show me thy ways that I may know thee.
将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
Moses, and indeed all the children of Israel saw the acts of God.
摩西和以色列的百姓都看见了神的作为。
But the scriptures show a difference between Moses and the children.
但圣经告诉我们，摩西跟以色列人他们不一样。
The children saw God's acts, but they never understood His ways.
那以色列的百姓看见了神的作为，但从来不明白神的道路。
But God revealed His ways to Moses.
但神将他自己的道路启示给摩西。
And since God is revealing His ways to Moses, Moses has this prayer.
既然神将他的道启示给了摩西，摩西就有这样子的祷告。
Teach me thy ways, O Lord, that I may know thee.
主啊，将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
And so we mentioned last night, here we find a threefold process of God's revealing.
所以昨天的时候我们提过，我们在这里看见了神启示的三个步骤。
We have God's acts in which He reveals His mighty hand.
我们看见到
It's a wonderful thing to be gathered together by the Lord.
那这是一个奇妙的事情，叫我们在神的面前可以一同的聚集。
I have a question for you.
我今天要问你们一个问题。
Now, who was that young preacher who was just preaching here before?
在我之前那个年轻的传道人是叫什么名字？
Now we know that it's the young men that should be preaching the gospel.
让我们知道年轻人应当传福音。
And we had good gospel preached to us, huh?
今天我们有个美好的福音传给我们。
Thank God I'm already saved.
我们感谢主，我已经得救了。
Thank God, I know I'm crucified with Christ.
感谢主，我已经与基督同钉十字架了。
But when our brother was sharing, I was ready to be saved all over again.
但当我们的弟兄对我们传讲的时候，我实在很想再得救一次。
That's the full gospel.
因为那是全备的福音。
And actually, he's only begun.
其实他只是刚刚开始跟我们讲而已。
I especially like the part of the gospel that says all my sins have been eradicated. I don't sin anymore.
那我最喜欢听的就是他讲到说福音已经将我们的罪都除去了，我再也不犯罪了。
I don't sin anymore. I just have some weaknesses.
那我再也不犯罪了，我只是有点软弱而已。
But he told us this was not an accurate gospel.
但他告诉我们说这不是一个对福音一个正确的了解。
And so we have to live moment by moment by the grace of God.
所以我们是每一时刻的靠着主的恩典来活。
So I don't know who that young preacher was, but he was good.
我虽然不认识刚才那个年轻的传道人是谁，不过他实在是一个很好的传道人。
Now we are sharing about the ways of God.
那我们今天是讲到神的道路。
And actually not so much for the content of His ways, but for the prayer, Teach me Thy ways, O Lord, that I may know Thee.
我们所讲的道还不是说神的道路它的内容是什么，乃是讲到一个祷告，求你将你的道指示我。使我可以认识你。
Now I began sharing last night on this message.
那昨天我开始跟弟兄姐妹们分享。
I see we have more people here today.
那么今天我们有更多的人来到我们当中。
Maybe our gospel preacher went out into the highways and hedges and brought in more.
那也许我们刚才传福音的弟兄到了高速公路上把大家拉进来了。
We are looking at the prayer of Moses, so please turn to Exodus chapter 33.
我们在读摩西的祷告，所以请大家将圣经翻到出埃及记第33章。
And our theme verse is in verse 13.
那我们主题的经文是第13节。
But we want to look at verses 12 through 14.
但我们要从第12节看到14节。
Exodus 33, verse 12.
那出埃及记33章12节。
Then Moses said to the Lord, See, you say to me, Bring up this people, but you yourself have not let me know whom you will send with me. Moreover, you have said, I have known you by name, and you have also found favor in my sight.
摩西对耶和华说，你吩咐我说，将这百姓领上去，却没有叫我知道你要打发谁与我同去，只说我按你的我按你的名认识你，你在我眼前也蒙了恩。
Now therefore, I pray you, if I have found favor in your sight, let me know your ways, that I may know you, so that I may find favor in your sight. And consider too, that this nation is your people.
那我如今落在你 眼前蒙恩，求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。好在你眼前蒙恩，求你想到这名是你的名。
And the Lord said, My presence shall go with you, and I will give you rest.
那耶和华说，我必亲自和你同去，使你得安息。
And then we want to look at, again at Psalm 103.
接下来我们要看诗篇103篇。
This is a psalm instructing us to bless the Lord for all He's done for us.
这首诗歌是要叫我们称谢神，为了他所做的一切事，我们感谢。
We find verse 7.
请看第七节。
He made His ways known to Moses and His acts to the sons of Israel.
他使摩西知道他的法则，叫以色列人晓得他的作为。
And then we want to look at two portions in the prophets.
那接下来我们还要再看两处的先知书。
First in Jeremiah and chapter 29.
第一个是在耶利米书第29章。
Jeremiah 29 verses 10 through 14.
耶利米书29章第10节到14节。
For thus says the Lord, when 70 years have been completed for Babylon,I will visit you and fulfill my good word to you to bring you back to this place.
耶和华如此说，为巴比伦所定的七十年满了以后，我要眷顾你们，向你们成就我的恩言，使你们轮回此地。
For I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare and not for calamity,To give you a future and a hope.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念，要叫你们末后有指望。
And then you will call upon me and come and pray to me and I will listen to you.
你们要呼求我，祷告我，我就应允你们。
You will seek meAnd find me when you search for me with all your heart.
你们寻求我，若专心寻求我，就必寻见。
I will be found by you, declares the Lord. And I will restore your fortunes, and will gather you from all the nations, and from all the places where I have driven you, declares the Lord. And I will bring you back to the place.Where I sent you into exile.
耶和华说，我必被你们寻见，我也必使你们被掳的人归回，将你们从各国中和我所赶你们到的各处招聚了来，又将你们带回我使你们被掳掠离开的地方。这是耶和华说的。
And then finally we want to look in Isaiah chapter 55.
那末了我们要看以赛亚书第55章。
And we want to read verses 8 through 11.
我们要读55章8到11节。
For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我的意念非同你们的意念，我的道路非同你们的道路。
For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
For as the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return there without watering the earth and making it bare and sprout,And furnishing seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so will my word be which goes forth from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, without accomplishing what I desire, and without succeeding in the matter for which I sent it.
雨雪从天而降，并不返回，却要滋润地土，使地上发芽结实，使撒种的有种， 使要吃的有粮，我口所出的话也必如此，绝不突然返回，却要成就我所喜悦的，在我发他去成就的事上必然亨通。等着作为他启示出他大能的手。
And we have God's ways in which he reveals his wisdom and his motives.
那还有他的道路，在这里他启示出他的智慧，他的心意。
And then we have God's end.
那我们还有神的目的。
Because when we see his ways, we come to know him.
因为当我们看见他的道路的时候，我们就可以认识他。
Now, it isn't that the equation has to go exactly in that order.
那当然这个方程式并不是说一定是按着这个顺序来。
In fact, sometimes the Lord reveals his ways before he acts.
有的时候神将他的道路先告诉我们，在他还没有作为之前。
You remember how the Lord came to Abraham and said, we must tell Abraham about the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah.
你记得耶和华去见亚伯拉罕跟在他们彼此谈论说我们要将索多玛俄摩拉毁灭的事告诉亚伯拉罕。
And so God revealed his ways unto Abraham before he actually destroyed those cities.
所以神先将他自己的道路向亚伯拉罕启示，然后再毁灭了索多玛跟俄摩拉。
But whether he reveals his acts or his ways, the end is always that we may know him.
但无论是神是借着他的道路启示，或者是借着他作为启示，他的目的总是要叫我们得以认识他。
And yet, the more deeply we go into understanding him,
那我们认识他越深，
we understand something.
我们就开始明白一些事情。
The only way that we can see his ways is in the light of his presence.
我们唯一能够看见他道路的唯一的一条路是在他的面前得见他的路。
It isn't that we learn his ways and then we know him.
那并不是说我们先学会了神的道路是什么，然后我们再认识了他。
It's actually in seeing him that we discover his ways.
实际上是因为我们看见了他，我们就发现他的道路。
So you see that our Lord's ways are very high.
所以我们可以看出来，神的道实在是很高。
The three times remaining for me, I want to share just three aspects of his ways.
那剩下来的我要跟弟兄姐妹分享的三堂当中，我要将神的道路的三个方面与弟兄姐妹分享。
This morning I want to share his ways are higher than our ways.
今天早上我们要分享的是神的道路高过我们的道路。
And we want to look at the matter of his house, his church.Being his way.
那我们今天特别要着重在讲到他的家，就是他的教会，就是他的道路。
And then this evening we want to look at his ways are deeper than our ways.
那今天下午我们要看见神的道路是比我们的道更深。
And we want to look at the way of the cross.
那我们要看十字架的道路。
And then tomorrow night, Lord willing, his ways are straighter than our ways.
那主若许可，明天晚上我们要讲到主的路比我们的路正直。
And we're going to look at the way of the kingdom.
我们要看到国度的道路。
God's ways are profound.
那神的道路是非常的广大的。
Man cannot understand God's ways unless God reveals them.
那若不是神亲自向我们启示，我们没有办法明白。
God's ways are as high as the heavens.
那神的道路比天还高。
What does that mean?
那这是什么意思？
His way is a heavenly way.
因为他的道路是属天的路。
His motives are unbelievable to us.
那他心里面的动机是我们脑袋里面想不出来的。
His wisdom is much too wise for us to understand.
他的智慧广大，我们没有办法测透。
You remember when Paul says when we pray,God answers us beyond anything that we could imagine according to Christ Jesus.
那你记得保罗的祷告，那神能够按着耶稣基督成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。
This is our way. We pray a simple prayer to the Lord.
那我们祷告的时候，我们向主的祷告是很简单的。
But when the Lord answers the prayer, it's always much wider and deeper than we ever thought would be answered.
但主回应我们的祷告的时候，他总是比我们的祷告更广更深。
He doesn't just answer our little prayer.
那他不是只是回答一些我们小小的祷告。
He answers what we should have prayed.
他是将我们所应当祷告的祷告答应了。
And he answers the prayer in such a way that it touches many more things.
而且他回应我们的祷告的时候，他所影响、他所变化的远超过我们的想象。
Behind every action of God, there's a tremendous subterranean network of things that have been preparing all along.
那在主所答应的、所行做的一件事的之后，有许许多多像蜘蛛网、蜘蛛结，它一个地图一样。
地图呀？
As Solomon says, we live our lives under the sun.
好像所罗门说，我们活在日光之下。
We see things under the sun.
我们看见日光下的事。
God sees things so much higher.
但神是从极高之处看见所有的事。
And so we walk through this world barely understanding God's ways.
所以我们经过了这一生，很难能够明白神的道路。
And all the time, He is the great engineer of our lives and circumstances moving toward His purpose.
但在所经历的一切事情当中，他那是位伟大的公司，将我们所经历的、所有的一切的事情，都带领我们、引导我们，只等到成就他的心意。
When I was saved, I thought I could do anything to serve the Lord.
当我得救的时候，我以为我怎么样都可以来服侍主。
I felt free.
我觉得很自由。
I used my imagination.
那我用我自己的想象力。
I came up with all kinds of great ideas.
我想出很多很巧妙的主意。
But by God's grace, somewhere along the line, I felt Him begin to pull me toward His purpose.
那但是呢，在我成长的过程中，因为神的恩典，我就发现他逐渐将我吸引到他的目的去。
Yeah, I don't know if any of you ever water ski.
我不晓得你们有没有去滑水。
But you grab onto a rope.
那你抓了一个绳子。
You put up your skis.
那你将你的水翘。
And this boat pulls you up in the water, and now you're going.
那个船就把你一拉，然后你就在水上滑。
Now this is the way I used to be.
这是我以前。
I used to float around in the water and swim over there, swim over there.
以前我就在水里面这样子飘来飘去，一会儿游这里，一会儿游那里。
Then God says, I have a will and a plan for you.
那神对我说，我对你有一个心意，有一个计划。
I said, what is it?
那我就说，什么东西呢？
He says, I'm not telling you.
他说，我不告诉你。
He says, you see that rope? Just grab onto that rope.
你看到那个绳子吗？你就抓着就是了。
I grab onto the rope.
所以我就抓着了。然后
And when you're grabbing on the rope, wherever the boat goes, you go.
当你抓着那个绳子的时候，船到哪里，你人就到哪里。
I say, there's the shore over there. I want to go there, but the boat goes that way.
那我跟神说，那里是岸呢，我要去那里啊，但船往那里走。
But I'm so glad God's boat took me that way.
但我非常的欢喜，神的船将我带到那里去。
Aren't you glad the Lord's boat took you that way?
你是不是神的船带你走他的方向时，你是不是也很高兴呢？
All my other Christian friends went that way.
那所有我自己基督徒的朋友都往那里走。
I'm glad I went that way.
但我很高兴，我是往那里走。
And just pulling his rope by God's grace, he says, "You see, now you're discovering my way."
就是因为抓住了神所给我的绳子，神就说：“你看，你现在知道我要带你去哪里。”
So, we are not very wise. I am not very wise.
所以我们都不是有智慧的人，我不是有很有智慧的人。
I know we would like to figure out God's ways.
那我们都想尽办法，想知道神的道路是什么。
Now, did you ever notice how good we are at figuring out God's ways in somebody else's life?
你有没有发现我们总是很容易想出来神对别人身上的心意是什么
Oh, we always know the answer for them.
那对于别人所需要的我们都知道答案是什么
We're like doctors. We give them prescription and just put a scripture on there and say, here you go. Take two and call me in the morning.
那 好像我们好像医生一样我们总喜欢给人家开处方
But for our own life, we have no idea what God is doing.
但我们自己的生命里面我们不知道神到底要成就什么
So maybe we shouldn't hand out so many prescriptions.
那也许我们不应该给别人这么多的处方。
When we talk about the high ways of God,
当我们讲到神高远的道路的时候
，In the Old Testament,
在旧约里面
，Which book in the Old Testament speaks about God's ways the most?
哪一卷书讲到神的道路是讲最多的
？They are high ways.
那讲到神高的道路
，They are deep ways.
讲到神深的道路
，The book of Job.
啊，约伯记。
In the book of Job, we have the most references to the ways of God.
在约伯记里面是论到神的道路最多的。
Job has some friends who have ready prescriptions for all of his problems.
约伯有很多的朋友，他们对于约伯所遭遇的困难，他们已经有很多处方。
One of his friends says, you're in trouble because God doesn't like you anymore.
然后有一个朋友跟他说，你有那么多的麻烦，因为神已经不喜欢你了。
One friend says, you have sinned against God. That's why. Come on, repent, repent. You have sinned against God.
然后另外一个朋友对他说，你这样子，因为你得罪了神啊，你赶快悔改，赶快悔改啊。
One of his friends says, don't you see? God doesn't like anybody.
还有一个朋友说，你难道不明白吗？神谁都不喜欢。
Oh, everybody has their prescriptions.
那每一个人都有他的处方。
As a matter of fact, there's one place in Job. We turn to Job and 26.
实际上我们可以来看一下约伯记的24章
where he is reprimanding one of his friends for his prescriptions of ignorance.
那在这里呢约伯论断他自己的朋友
and just I love this little phrase in verse 14.
那我很喜欢这小小的一节啊第14节
He talks about God who moved the heavens and the earth according to his plan.
那他讲到说神挪动天地啊，乃是按照神自己的心意与计划。
And then in chapter 26, verse 14, he says, "And these are just the fringes of his ways."
那在第二十六章的十四节，他这里讲到第二十六章的十四节，那这些不过是神道路的纤维的事情。
Now this puts Job far ahead of his friend.
那么这个就显出约伯远比他的朋友更知道神的路。
Because Job realizes he only sees the outward edge of the ways of God.
因为约伯知道他所看见的不过是神的作为里面的一点点。
His ways are higher than our ways.
他的道路高过我们的道路。
His motives are higher than our motives.
他的动机高过我们的动机。
His plans are higher than our plans.
他的计划高过我们的计划。
Isn't that an amazing scripture in Jeremiah?
所以这句话在耶利米这一句话不是非常奇妙吗
？God says, "I am sending you into captivity for 70 years."
神说我要叫你被掳七十年。
But that's not my plan for you.
但这不是我心意里面对你的计划。
I have good plans for you.
我对你们的计划是好的。
You have a future and a hope in my plan.
你们有个将来，你们有盼望。
But it's as if he's saying, "I'm sending you to captivity."
好像说神说我把你。丢到被掳之地啊
，so that you will search for me，
好叫你能够寻找我
，with all your heart，
因为你能够全心的寻求我
，then you will discover me，
然后你就发现我
，you will see I am disciplining you because I love you，
你就可以看见我因爱你的缘故管教你
，and I will be found by you，
你就可以寻见我
，isn't that an amazing statement？
这不是非常的稀奇
？It's like God is playing hide and seek，
好像神在玩躲摸摸啊
，but he sticks his head above the table。
但他把头从桌子上露出来
And he keeps talking. You say, "Where are you, God?" He says, "Over here, over here."
神就在那里一直讲，你在那里说神啊，神啊，你在哪里？神就说在这里，在这里。
Here is a strange paradox.
那这是一个非常奇妙的事。
His ways are so high, we cannot know them.
他的道路是这样子的高，我们测不透。
Paul says his ways are beyond our understanding. They're unfathomable.
那保罗说他的意念是高过我们的意念，我们谁都不能测透。
And yet on the other hand, he says, I want to be found by you.
但另外一方面神又讲说我盼望能够被你寻见。
He wants his ways discovered.
神是盼望他自己的路能够被人寻见。
Oh, brothers and sisters, that's why this prayer we need to come to our God.
那所以弟兄姐妹们我们要按着这个祷告来到神的面前。
And in our prayer confess, your wisdom is too high for us.
在我们的祷告当中我们承认你的智慧广大我们不能明白
Oh Lord I can't understand your ways by myself
哦主靠着我自己我实在不能够明白你的道路
But you have given me your spirit
但你将你的灵赐给我
Lead me in understanding your ways
引导我好叫我明白你的道路
Teach me your ways O Lord
将你的道指示我
That I may know you
使我可以认识你
And we'll see something throughout the scriptures, Old and New Testaments.
那在整卷圣经当中，无论是新约跟旧约，我们都可以看见。
If we are to discover His ways,
我们要怎么样才能够发现神的路呢
？There's always a combination of the Word of God and the operation of the Holy Spirit.
那总是这两件事合起来，一个是神的话语，一个是神的灵的工作。
By the word of God, He shows us His way.
借着神的话语，神指教我们他的道路。
But even when we read His word, we don't see His way until the Holy Spirit exercises our life to understand this way.
但即使我们读了他的道路，我们还是不能够看见他的道路，直到到圣灵在我们心里工作，我们才得以明白。
So God acts, and we see Him act.
所以神有作为，我们也看见了他的作为。
It's like bait, a fisherman who puts bait out for the fish.
好像一个渔夫钓鱼撒饵一样。
When you see God's act, do you go close to the act and swallow the act?
当你看见神的作为的时候，你会不会游近一点，然后吃那个饵
？Why is God blessing you?
为什么神祝福你
？Why did God save you?
为什么神拯救你
？Aren't you interested?
你有没有想过啊？
Don't you want to bite that bait?
你不想这样吃那个饵吗
？Then he pulls you up by his fishing pole.
那神就用他的鱼竿把你拉起来。
Why did God save Peter?
为什么神要说彼得
？That's why God sent Peter out into the deep in the boat.
为什么神要叫彼得坐了船到深海当中
？To see if Peter would bite on the bait.
因为就要看彼得会不会咬那个饵。
Oh, you are the Lord of the sea.
你是全海的主。
Peter was discovering God's ways.
所以彼得就发现了神的道路。
I hope you don't get saved and just say, okay, forget about God now. I will just live by myself.
那盼望我们不是因为得救了就说好就可以不用管神了，我们自己过自己的生活就好。
Every blessing,
每一个祝福
，every speaking He gives to you,
每一个神对于我们所讲的话
，it's a test.
都是一个试验。
Will you take it?
你会不会拿着
？Will you ask questions？
你会不会问神一些问题
？Will you seek to know more？
你会不会想寻求更多的
？So we see that finding the ways of God is a matter of being a seeker。
所以我们就发现，要知道神的道路，就要成为一个寻找神道路的人。
And you will seek me, and you will find me when you seek for me with all your heart。
你会寻求我，你若专心寻求我，我就被你寻见。
You know, this is why I love to speak to young people.
那这是为什么我喜欢对年轻人讲话
？They still think they are Sherlock Holmes, a detective.
他们还以为自己是福尔摩斯，像这个侦探一样。
They're curious.
他们有很深的好奇心啊。
Why does God do that?
为什么神要这样子做
？By the time we get to be old, we say, "Well, who cares? I don't know."
那等到我们年纪大了，我们就说，哇，谁在乎这个了？不知道就不知道了。
Old people don't take the bait quite so quick.
年老的人不会这么容易受那个秀饵的引诱啊。
Sometimes they've been hurt in the past by grabbing the wrong bait.
那也许在过往的日子里面，他们抓错了饵，受过伤。
Or maybe they're older, they have no teeth left to grab the bait.
因为他们年纪大了，没有牙齿了，咬不动那个饵了。
So can you all be young people today?
所以今天我们是不是都能够再做年轻人
？If your teeth are not your own, make sure they're glued in.
那就算你用的是假牙，也确定一下，让你粘得牢一点。
Let's be seekers after God.
让我们来寻求神。
He loves those who seek His ways.
他喜爱那些寻求他的人。
You know why is it that Moses understood His ways? That David understood His ways?
你知道为什么摩西明白他的道路，大卫明白他的道路吗
？Now were they smarter?
因为他们比较聪明。
No.
不是。
Were they more religious?
难道因为他们更敬虔
？No.
不是
especially when you add Peter to the list.
那特别如果你把彼得也加进去了。
We know he wasn't smart.
那我们知道彼得不是很聪明啊。
Fishermen aren't smart.
那钓鱼的人能够多聪明啊？渔夫啊。
I apologize if any of you sell fish.
所以如果你们当中有卖鱼的，那对不起啊。
But these men had a seeking heart.
但这些人都有一个寻求神的心。
Are you a spiritual bulldog and you grab hold of the word of God and search it out?
那你是不是一个在属灵里面那个恶犬一样抓住了不放口
？God says I will be found by you.
那神就说我会被你寻见。
But those who don't seek, they don't find.
那你不寻找的，你当然不会寻见。
It's a very sad thing.
那这是一个非常悲哀的事情。
Some Christians are so absolutely self-centered.
有些基督徒是这样子的，以自己为中心。
They never search for God's ways.
他们从来就不去寻求神的道路。
And so God has to discipline them and deal with them and get them into trouble just so they'll seek the Lord.
所以神呢就必须管教他们，要对付他们，那叫他们遇到各样的难处，好叫他们可以寻找神。
But if we understand that even His blessings are a test for us,
但若是我们明白连神的祝福对我们都是一个测验，
then when he blesses us, we'll go back to him and say, why are you doing this, Lord? Why are you doing this?
那这样子当我们蒙到神的恩典的时候，我们就回到神的面前问神说，神啊，你为何要如此行呢？
Let's not be like the children of Israel who say, ah, I finally get my desserts. I am so good. That's why God's doing these things to me.
让我们不要像以色列人一样说，哎呀，我终于得到我这个应得的人。
We need to learn the principles of God.
我们必须要学习神的原则。
Who is an intercessor in the body of Christ?
在基督的身体里面，谁是我们的代祷者？
You know, you cannot intercede for somebody unless you know the ways of God.
那你知道，你不能够替别人代求啊，除非你知道神的路。
When somebody has a need and somebody is in trouble,
当有的人有需要的时候，有些人有困难的时候
，We always have compassionate.Brothers and sisters who run to put a bandage on their problem.
那我们总是一些充满了怜悯的弟兄姐妹跑到他们那里，将他们的伤口上放上绷带。
But many times God is trying to get into something deeper.
但很多时候神要摸到更深的地方。
Who can understand His ways?
谁能够明白神的路呢？
They can intercede.
明白的人就可以代祷。
Now we're going to look at Moses today.
那我们今天要来看摩西。
Of all the intercessors, Moses maybe was the greatest.
在所有替人代求的人当中，摩西可能是最伟大的。
The Bible says of him five times he fell on his face before God.
那圣经里面讲到五次他脸伏于地向神祈求。
Now he fell on his face on behalf of Israel.
他脸伏于地，因为他替以色列人代求。
Now he never fell on his face in the record because.Of his own problems.
那从来没有一次他脸伏于地，是因为他自己的缘故。
But for the sake of Israel, he interceded.
那总是为了以色列的缘故，他替他们代求。
Oh, because Moses was learning the ways of God.
因为摩西知道神的道路。
Now we want to look at what this means. God's ways are high.
那现在我们来看一下，我们讲神的路是高的，到底是什么意思
？And so we want to turn to that passage in Isaiah, please.
所以请翻到以赛亚书。
What is this context?Where Isaiah says, "My ways are higher than your ways."
那以赛亚书的第五十五章。
Now we know that this is a true statement, of course. God's ways are high.
那神说我的道路高过你的道路。那么这句话当然是真的。神的道路是高过我们的道路。
But what does it mean? God's ways are high.
那但这到底是什么意思呢
？When they're high, man cannot believe.His ways.
当神的道路是如此的高的时候，人不能够相信这是神的路。
Unless God reveals it to them, they cannot believe.
除非神启示给他们，亲自的启示给他们，后来没有人能够相信。
Let's just look at the verses in Isaiah 55.
让我们看一下以赛亚书五十五章。
We learn something very important from verses 1 and 2.
我们从第一节、第二节可以看出很重要的事情。
These are God's high ways.
那这就是神的道如何的高。
Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. You who have no money, come buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money, without cost.
你们一切干渴的都当就近水来，没有银钱的也可以来。你们都来，买了吃，不用银钱，不用价值，也来买酒和奶。
Why do you spend your money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy?
你们为何花钱买那不足为食物的？用劳碌得来的买那不能使人饱足的呢
？Now because we as Christians know Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life.
那我们基督徒，我们知道主耶稣基督是道路、真理、生命。
We understand this great mystery of God's way.
那我们知道神这个奥秘的道路。
The first mystery is His grace is free.
那第一个奥秘是他的恩典是白白给的。
Come by faith.
凭着信心来。
He has salvation for us.
他有救恩预备给我们。
Without cost.
那不需要花钱。
Now you know, men just don't believe that.
那你知道人是没有办法相信这种事的。
People always say, there's no such thing as free lunch.
你知道大家都说没有免费的午餐。
You always have to pay back for something that you receive.
那你得到了什么？你迟早要付一些代价。
And when we hear the offer of salvation, we say this is impossible.
那将神将救恩给我们的时候，我们说这不可能的。
Now your friends, your gospel friends.
那你的朋友，你的福音朋友。
Your work associates who don't know the Lord.
你在工作的时候的同事，那些不认识主的人。
Now when you share the gospel with them,
当你跟他们分享福音的时候
，What cannot they believe?
他们到底是什么东西？他们不相信啊。
Jesus died for me.
耶稣替我死。
I can receive salvation for free.
我可以领受这个福音，白白的领受。
They know it's going to cost them something.
因为他们知道这一定要付些代价的。
They think your church wants their money.
所以他想着你这个教会像大概想他向他募款。
They think they're going to have to join a monastery.
所以他们也许要进那个修道院。
They think they're going to have to do some things, very difficult things.
那他们一定得做一些事情，一定得做一些非常困难的事情。
And actually, they would be very happy if you told them three or four or five things they must do to get saved.
其实如果你告诉他们说这里有三件事、四件事、五件事是他们要做才能够得救的话，他们反而很高兴。
But you say, no, it's free.
但如果你跟他们说 no, 什么事都没有，你都不用做，是免费的。
They say, it's impossible.
那他们就说这不可能啊。
Until the Holy Spirit shows them that Jesus died on the cross for them.
那只等到圣灵在他里面光照，告诉他们说，基督替他们死在十字架上。
Now already we see in Isaiah this mystery being spoken.
我们在以赛亚书五十五章，我们已经可以看到这个奥秘已经启示出来。
Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, they've touched something of God's grace.
亚伯拉罕、摩西、大卫、以赛亚，他们都摸到了神的恩典。
God's motives are so much higher than ours.
那神的动机远超过我们的思想。
We always want people to pay.
我们总是要叫别人付代价。
But God offers His waters for free.
但神将他的活水赐给我们，是白白的赐给我们。
Or let's look at the second half of verse 2 and then verse 3.
那我们接下来看第二节的下半节跟第三节。
Listen carefully to me and eat what is good. Delight yourself in abundance.Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that your soul may live.
你们要留意听我的话，就能吃那美物，得享肥甘，心中喜乐。你们当就近我来侧耳而听，就必得活。
Now here is another high way of God.
那这里又是一个神高的道路。
I have to say, actually many Christians do not.Fully understand.
那我必须说，其实很多的基督徒都不能够完全的明白。
God's way is a way of life.
那神的路是一条生命的路。
Do you want your soul to live?
你盼望你的灵魂得存活吗？
Here's what all you have to do.
你要做什么？
Listen carefully to His word.
只留心听他的话。
Heed everything that it says.
注意他所说的一切事。
We have to be convinced of this.
那我们心里面要有这个确定。
God means everything He says.
神所讲的话，一切都是确实的。
He will do exactly as He says.
他说什么就会做什么。
We think that God is like us.
我们常常觉得神就像我们。
I hear parents all the time yelling at their children.
我常常听到父母在骂小孩。
But they're telling the children things they know that won't happen.
但他们骂小孩的事情，他们知道那小孩不会做的。
If you don't come right now, I'm going to ground you for 2 weeks and you won't eat and you'll have to stay in your room.
你不赶快来的话，我就罚你禁足两个礼拜，你也不能吃，你要留在你的房间里。
But the children keep watching television because they know that's impossible.
当然，小孩继续的看电视，因为小孩知道他爸爸妈妈一定不会这样子做的。
When God speaks, He means exactly what He says.
但神讲话的时候，他讲的每一个字，他都是要做到的。
And if we heed His word,
那我们若留心听他的话，
our souls live.
那我们的生命就得存活。
God's ways are ways of life.
那神的路是一条生命的路。
But who among us devours the word?
但我们当中有谁是将他的话语吞吃下去呢？
Blessed is the young person who hides the word in their heart.
那将神的话语藏在心里的人有福了。
They will walk in the way of life.
他们走在生命的道中。
Remember David in his Psalm 16?
你记得大卫在诗篇16篇14篇所讲的。
Thou wilt make known to me the pathways of life.
你将你生命的道路指示我。
In thy presence is fullness of joy.
在你的面光中有满足的喜乐。
Oh, God's pathways are ways of life, and it goes right through the Word of God.
那神的道路是一条生命的道路，是借着他的话语赐给我们。
For those who heed his word, pay attention to his word.
所以留心听他的话，注意他话的人。
Or let's look again in verses 6 and 7.
那我们再看第六节、第七节。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon.
当趁耶和华可寻找的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他，恶人当离弃自己的道路，不义的人当除掉自己的意念，归向耶和华，耶和华就必连续他，当归向我们的神，因为神必广行赦免。
What does it take to understand God's ways?
要怎么样才能够明白神的道路呢？
A humble heart.
一个谦卑的心。
A heart that asks forgiveness when they sin.
一个心向神祈求，说求神赦免我。
A heart that forsakes their sin.
一个心是弃绝他自己的罪。
The Lord says, I will abundantly pardon.
那神说我会广施怜悯。
So many people think God forgives us, but he puts us on probation.
我们常常觉得说神虽然赦免了我们啊，但是还在把我们观察当中。
They don't understand God's compassion and God's mercy.
他们不明白神的怜悯，神的恩惠。
Now I ask you a question.
让我问你们一个问题。
When the children of Israel heard this prophecy in Isaiah 55,
当以色列的百姓听到以赛亚书五十五章的预言的时候，
How could they believe this?
他怎么可能相信呢？
How could this be God's way?
这怎么可能是神的道路呢？
He gives us his life by grace for free.
他凭着他的恩典将他的生命白白的赐给我们。
All we have to do is come.
我们只要来就可以了。
He leads us in the way of life if we just heed his word.
他引导我们走他生命的道路，只要我们能够留心听他的话。
He will forgive us.
他会赦免我们。
If we just humble ourselves.
那只要我们在他面前谦卑。
Now, what is the basis for that?
到底这个根基在哪里？
Well, you see, now we know it's because of the sacrifice of Jesus Christ that all of this is possible.
那你知道，我们能够明白，因为主耶稣基督将他自己献上，所以这一切都成为现实。
But before Jesus came to earth, this compassion, this grace, this forgiveness,was always in God's heart.
但是在主耶稣还没有来到地上的时候，这个怜悯、这个恩惠、这个赦免总是存在神的心里。
But what did the children of Israel think about God?
但是以色列的百姓怎么看神呢？
Oh, he is a holy God.
他们想到神是圣洁的神。
He's a righteous God.
他是公义的神。
He exacts judgment.
那他的审判是确定的。
If we do something against him, we have to bring many sacrifices.
我们若得罪了他，我们要带很多的献祭，很多的牺牲来。
Now God is a holy God.
那神是一个圣洁的神。
God is a righteous God.
神是一个公义的神。
But they didn't understand the grace of God.
但他们不明白神的恩典。
And so the children of Israel stayed away from knowing God.
所以以色列的百姓不敢去寻求神。
It's like the picture of Moses up on the mountain of Mount Sinai and the children down in the valley.
这好像叫我们看见摩西在西乃山的山顶，但以色列的百姓在那个山脚离得远远的。
Down in the valley, God looked awful. He was terrified.
在那个山脚上，他们看见了神在山顶上的显现。他们看到神是可畏的神，他们害怕。
The people said, Moses, we'll keep the laws just so God will stay away from us and not kill us.
所以他们对摩西说，摩西，我们会遵守神的律法，只要叫神与我们远离，免得我们死亡。
But there's Moses up on the mountain.
但另一方面，我们看到摩西在那个山顶。
And what does he see?
那摩西看见了什么呢？
When God comes by and reveals himself,
当神经过他，将他自己显明的时候，
what does God declare?
那神是怎么说的？
I am Jehovah, Jehovah God.
我是耶和华。
I am full of compassion.
有恩惠，有怜悯。
I am gracious.
有怜悯。
Full of mercy.
充满了恩典。
Forgiving.Those who come to me.
赦免那些来到我面前的人。
Now, this is the same God.
这同样的一位神啊。
But Moses is learning his ways.
但摩西看见了神的路。
The people down on earth are afraid of him.
在山脚下的百姓 却畏惧神。
Now you are a Christian saved by grace.
那你们也是基督徒因着恩典得救了。
Do you climb up the mountain every day?
你是不是每天都爬到山上？
Humbled by his grace.
因他的恩典而谦卑。
Seeking his will through his word.
借着他的话语寻求他的旨意。
Asking forgiveness every day.
每天寻求神的赦免。
You've asked forgiveness a million times, but today you must ask again.
即使他已经赦免了一百万次，今天你还要求他继续赦免。
Do you know the grace of God?
你到底知不知道神的恩典？
Or are you afraid of him?
还是你很对他有畏惧？
We should fear God.
我们当然应当敬畏神。
But if we are on the mountain,
但我们落到山顶，
we love him with all our heart.
我们就会尽心的爱他。
This is what we see in Isaiah.
这就是我们在以赛亚书里面所看见的。
And the final thing it says in Isaiah 55,
末了在以赛亚书55章怎么说？
In verses 10 and 11,
第十节十一节，
As the rain goes forth and waters the land,
雨水从天下而降，并不返回，却滋润地土。
So will my word be which goes out of my mouth.
我口所出的话也必如此。
When I send my word out, it will accomplish its purpose and bring it back.
当我将我的话语发出的时候，它必成就我所要成就的事情。
And many times I hear the word of the gospel, even like our brother was sharing earlier this morning.
那很多时候我听到人家提这个福音啊，
I say, this is impossible for me to be conformed to the image of Christ.
那我就想说，这实在叫我能够磨成神儿子的样子，这不可能的事情。
But the Lord says, do you believe my ways?
但神就对我们说，你相信我的道路吗？
Do you believe when I send forth my word, it will accomplish what I send it for?
你相信我的话语却必我的话语发出必不突然返回吗？
And even though the gospel sounds too incredible to be true,
那甚至这个福音听起来实在太奇妙，实在不能够叫人相信。
We take hold of this promise.
但我们抓稳了神的应许。
And we allow the Holy Spirit to transform us even into the image of Christ.
我们让圣灵在我们心里工作，将我们磨成基督的样式。
Look at God's ways. They're so much higher.
那你看看我们神的道路是何等的高。
We often think God doesn't like us, that God has some small issue with us.
那我们常常觉得说神一定很不喜欢我们，那我们一定有些这个小毛病小问题，神是不能够喜欢我们。
You see, this is always the difficulty.
那这个真的是很困难。
Understanding the ways of God when we go through dealings from God.
因为当我们在经历与神的摔跤的时候，要能够知道神的道路。
When God is dealing with us, we so often do not understand why.
当神在磨造我们的时候，很多时候我们不明白到底为什么神要这样做。
And we even don't ask him why.
我们甚至不会问他，你到底为什么意思是什
么。 With our mind, we try to imagine why this and that is happening.
那就在我们自己的心里面，我们自己在那里琢磨，到底为什么这件事要临到我呢？
Oh, but if we would realize that God has plans for us, plans for a future and a hope.
那如果我们知道神对我们有一个心意，叫我们对未来能够有盼望，
then we would humbly come and say, Lord, why are you doing this in my life?
那我们就能够谦卑地来到神面前，问神说，主啊，为什么你要这样子对待我？
And so we see this very important principle for seeing God's high ways.
所以我们可以看得出来，要知道神的道路是高的，是非常重要的原则。
We find this principle in Isaiah 57 and verse 15.
我们在以赛亚书的57章的17节又再一次给他看到。
Isaiah 57 verse 15.
57章的15节。
Thus says the high and exalted one, who lives forever, whose name is holy. I dwell on a high and holy place, and also with the contrite and lowly of spirit, in order to revive the spirit of the lowly, and to revive the heart of the contrite.
因为那至高至上永远长存名为圣者的如此说，我住在至高至圣的所在，也与心灵痛悔谦卑的人同居，要使谦卑人的灵苏醒，也使痛悔人的心苏醒。
Isn't this God's way?
那这不就是神的道吗？
Who does he show his ways to?
他怎样像什么样子的人，他将他的道路启示出来呢？
He shows his high ways to the lowly in heart.
那他将他高远的道路启示给那心灵谦卑的人。
Do you want to know his ways?
你要知道他的路吗？
The first approach is a humble approach.
那第一个，你就要能够谦卑。
The first approach is to say, Lord, I don't know your ways.
那么第一件事我们要做的就是对神说，我们不知道你的道路。
But I believe your word.
但我相信你的话语。
Oh, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
啊，将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
Now that was Moses' testimony.
那这就是摩西的见证。
What was it said about Moses?
那这里就告诉我们摩西是怎么样的一位人呢？
He was the humblest man on earth.
那他比世人都谦和。
Now let's look at that.
我们看一下。
Numbers chapter 12.
民数记第十二章。
You know, his sister and his brother are having a controversy with him.
啊，你知道他的哥哥跟他的姐姐在那里啊批评他。
And we see in Numbers chapter 12, verse 3.
我们看到民数记的第十二章第三节。
Now the man Moses was very humble, more than any man on the face of the earth.
那摩西为人极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And when his sister and brother contended with him,
所以当他的姐姐、他的哥哥在那里批评他的时候。
God spoke in verses 7 and 8 of the same chapter.
那神就是在第七节、第八节说
Not so with my servant Moses. He is faithful in all my house. With him I speak mouth to mouth, even openly and not in dark sayings. And he beholds the form of the Lord. Why then were you not afraid to speak against my servant Moses?
我的仆人摩西不是这样，他是在我全家境中的。我要与他面对面说话，乃是明说，不用谜语，并且他必要见我的形象。你们毁谤我的仆人摩西，为何不惧怕呢？
Moses was the humblest man on earth.
摩西这个人是极其谦和，胜过世上的众人。
And so the high God could speak to him face to face.
所以至高的神可以跟他面对面的说话。
How did Moses come to know the grace of God?
那摩西是怎么样知道神的恩典的？
We have to go back to Exodus 33.
我们再回到出埃及记三十三章。
And because we see something here in this passage in Moses' prayer.
因为我们可以在摩西的祷告里面注意到一件事。
At the time of his prayer, he already has tasted the grace of God.
那在他祷告的时候，他已经尝过了主恩的滋味。
Listen verse 13 again.
请再注意一下第十三节。
Now therefore I pray, if I have found favor in your sight,
我如今落在你眼前蒙恩。
Show me your ways that I may know you,
求你将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
So that I may find favor in thy sight,
好在你眼前蒙恩。
Now what is this phrase, favor in thy sight?
什么叫做在眼前蒙恩？
This word favor is the Hebrew word grace.
那这个蒙恩这个字就是恩典。
Do you know what grace means to the Hebrews?
你知道对希伯来人讲，一旦讲到恩典，他们想到什么？
When God's face shines upon you.
就是神的脸光向他们照耀的时候。
There's nothing more wonderful than when God's face shines upon you with a smile.
所以神当笑脸迎向他们的时候，没有比这个更好的事情。
That's grace.
这个叫做恩典。
And Moses has already experienced grace. He says, now if I have found favor in your sight,
因为摩西已经尝过这个恩典的滋味了。他说：“我如今落在你眼前蒙恩，如果我真的是已经在你们眼前蒙恩的话。”
Now teach me your ways.
那求你将你的道指示我。
So that I may find favor in your sight.
好叫我能够在你的面前再蒙恩。
Oh, there's something captivating about grace.
那恩典有这样子吸引人的地方。
Once you know the smile of His face,
你一旦见到了神的笑脸。
Why would you ever go from His presence?
你为何还要再离开他呢？
Moses wanted to know more of God's face.
摩西盼望能够见到神更多的笑脸。
Oh, teach me thy ways.
求你指示我你的道路。
I don't want to lose the smile of your face.
因为我不希望失去你的笑脸。
So we see that Moses has already touched his grace.
所以我们可以看见摩西已经摸到了主的恩典。
Where did he touch God's grace?
他在什么时候他尝到主的恩典？
Some people think on his mother's knee.
很多人觉得大概是他 母亲怀抱怀养他的时候。
Perhaps his mother told him, "You have been saved by God from death, and you have been chosen to be a leader of Israel.
也许他的母亲有告诉他，你是神所拯救出来的，你所神所拣选要来拯救以色列人的。
Now you know, mommies tell their children that they're wonderful children, but that doesn't mean they touch the grace of God.
那你知道这个做妈妈的常常是这样子教导他们的儿女啊，但并不代表说他因此而得到了神的恩典。
Now don't forget, when Moses left his mother's knee, he went into Pharaoh, and Pharaoh said, "You're a great man. Be proud."
那你不要忘掉了，摩西一旦脱离他母亲的怀抱，就到了法老的跟前。法老告诉他，你是个大能的王子，你要以自己为自傲。
Now we know the first 40 years in Egypt, Moses grew up proud.
那我们知道头40年，摩西在埃及成长，是个骄傲的人。
Now God resists the proud, but He gives grace to the humble.
但是神是阻挡骄傲的人，却赐福给谦卑的人。
So when did Moses experience His grace?
所以到底摩西是什么时候经历神的恩惠呢？
Now we know Moses had to run away and spend 40 years in the desert just with some sheep.
那我们知道摩西他逃离了埃及，到了旷野，40年之久在那里牧羊。
Oh, Moses, he must have been very discouraged.
那我想摩西到那个时候一定是非常的沮丧。
From the life of the palace to the life of a shepherd.
那从皇宫里的王子成为旷野里面的牧羊人。
And the best years of his life were wasted there.
那他一生当中最好的年岁就这样子浪费了。
Now, did he feel the grace of God then?
那是不是他在旷野的时候，他知道了神的恩典呢？
No, but he was being prepared.
不是的，但在那段时间里，神预备了他。
He was being humbled.
在那里，他就谦卑了。
But it's when God appeared to him in the bush.
那一直等到神在荆棘里向他显现。
And he saw God's face.
他见到了神的脸面。
He experienced grace.
他经历了神的恩典。
Now why?
然后呢？
Because by that time he realized he was just one of the many bushes, bramble bushes in the desert.
因为到那个时候他就明白，他不过是在旷野里面的荆棘一样。
And when God told him to look into the bush,
当神叫他说到那个荆棘里面去看的时候，
God says, "You see that, Moses? That's you."
那神是告诉摩西说，这个就是你啊。
You're just a bush.
啊，你不过是个荆棘啊。
80-year-old bush.
那是80年老的荆棘啊。
Anybody 80 years old, just a bush.
那一个一旦到了80岁，你就是个荆棘了。
There's no more fruit. There's no more leaves. Just bush.
那已经没有这个果子了，连叶子都没有了。
Probably all
只有枯枝而已。
All Moses' hair is gone.
那摩西大概已经没有头发了。
You're just a bush.
那不过是一个枯枝而已。
But
但是
with my fire in the bush.
但我的火在荆棘里面烧。
You can do all things.
你什么都可以做。
And Moses said, "Well, who are you?"
那摩西就说，你是谁？
Now this is grace.
那这个是恩典。
God said, "My name is I am."
神就说，我是自由拥有的。
It's like He said, "I am." Fill in the blank.
这好像说，神告诉摩西说，我是，然后叫摩西填剩下的字。
Do you need water? I am the water.
你需要水吗？我是水。
Do you need bread? I am the bread.
你是要生命的粮吗？我是生命的粮。
You need authority? I am the authority.
你要权柄吗？我是权柄。
And Moses began to learn that the I am gave him a blank check for everything he needed.
所以摩西在这里就学到了，这个自由拥有的神啊，给他一个空白支票啊，什么时候他有什么需要，他都可以用。
Now I'm sorry for the banking analogy, but you understand what I'm saying.
很抱歉，我要用银行这个比喻啊，但你们能够明白我的意思。
There's such grace in that name.
因为在这个名字里面有极丰富的恩典。
I am whatever you need.
那我就是你所需要的一切。
Oh, Moses experienced the grace of God.
所以摩西经历了神的恩典。
And we experience the grace of God the same way.
我们也同样的经历了神的恩典。
When we pray, He answers our prayer.
我们祷告的时候，他答应我们。
He says, "Sign the check, sign the check."
他叫我们赶快签那个支票。
Oh, God's grace is sufficient.
那神的恩典是足够的。
And so Moses began to understand that I am was the dependable one.
所以摩西就能够明白，这位自由拥有的神是可靠的。
And Moses lived the next 40 years by the fire of the I am in his 80 years old to 120 year old body.
所以接下来的40年，摩西就是凭着这个在荆棘里面的火，活了40年。
Those were his best years.
那这个末后的40年就是他最美的年岁。
A bush filled with God.
一个荆棘，但是充满了神。
He was nothing.
他自己本身什么都不是。
But God was everything.
但神是一切。
Oh, what grace he touched in those days.
这样子是一个何等的恩典。
And when he came to the end of his days, he was still full of the vigor of God's fire.
那等到他的人生的末了的时候，他还是满了神的这种能力。
So if you are an 80-year-old bush,
所以如果你是80岁的荆棘的话，
may your life just begin.
那你的生命啊，在神手里刚刚开始。
Live by the fire of God.
靠着神的火来活。
Oh, that's the way of life.
那这是我们生命的道路。
But Moses also touched God's grace in a deeper way.
但摩西还是一个更深的方式摸到了神的恩典。
And what was that?
那是什么时候呢？
Everyone who truly touches God's ways comes to this conclusion.
因为每一个真正尝过神的恩典的人都有同样的结论。
Why did God reveal himself as I am to Moses?
为什么神要将自己启示给摩西说他是自由拥有的呢？
It wasn't for Moses' sake.
不是为了摩西自己的缘故。
It was for the children of Israel.
是为了以色列人的缘故。
Moses was 80 years old. He actually didn't need to write any more checks.
摩西自己已经80岁了，他已经没有什么需要了。
But in order to deliver the children of Israel out of bondage, he had to write a lot of checks.
但是为了要拯救以色列人出埃及，他在他的支票上要签很多张。
And by the grace of God, Moses was told to forget about yourself. You're just a bush.
因为靠着神的恩典，他明白神告诉他的，你不过是个荆棘，不要顾念自己。
But I have heard the cry of my children, and I'm sending you to deliver them.
但我听到了我子民的哭声了，我差遣你去拯救他们。
Immediately Moses says, "I'm just a bush. I'm just a bush."
那马上摩西怎么说呢？我不过是个荆棘啊。
God said, "I gave you the checkbook. Go."
那神说，我已经把支票簿给你了，去。
And what is the way that Moses learned the ways of God?
那到底摩西是怎么样来学习神的道路
？In a life lived among the children of God.
因为他活在以色列人的百姓当中，所以他更深的认识了。
He walked with Israel through the desert for 40 years.
他与以色列人一同的经历沙漠里的旷野。
Even while the children of Israel were complaining,
当以色列的百姓向他抱怨，
Moses was seeing the ways of God.
摩西还是看见了神的道路。
How patient God is with his people.
哦，神是对他的百姓是这么样子的有耐心。
How God blesses his children.
神是如何的祝福了他自己的子
民。Moses understood why God disciplines his children.
摩西能够明白神为什么管教属他的百姓。
And so he could intercede for them.
所以他就可以替以色列的百姓在神面前代祷。
As they went through the desert,
当他们经过沙漠的旷野的时候，
Moses saw God is my rock.
那摩西看见了神是我的磐石。
God is my water.
神是我的活泉。
God is my rod.
神是我的杖。
God is my bread.
神是我的粮。
God is our life.
神是我们的生命。
His life was given.
他的生命是神所赐的。
For the children of Israel.
神给了他这个生命是为了以色列人的缘故。
And he found his reason for living.
摩西就找到他到底为什么要活在这个世上的原因了。
Oh, what a wonderful story it is.
哇，这何等奇妙的一个故事。
Moses did in picture exactly what our Lord Jesus said.
那摩西正是说明了我们主耶稣所教的。
If any man tries to gain his life, he's going to lose it. But he who loses his life for my sake will gain it.
若人要保守自己的生命，必失掉他的生命；但若人为我的缘故舍了自己的生命，他就必得着生命。
Moses began to live at 80 years old.
摩西直到80岁，他才开始真正的活。
And yet no longer for himself.
不再是为了自己。
There were two things he did.
他做了两件事情。
One, he pursued and sought after the living God.
一是他寻求，他追求这位活神。
You remember at one point, he even said, "God, show me your glory."
你记不记得他向神祷告，神啊，将你的荣耀显给我看。
Now this is a suicide request.
那你想想看，这要自杀你才会这样子问啊。
Probably he would have to die if he saw the glory of God.
因为如果他真的见到神的荣耀的话，他大概活不了。
But Moses loved God so much.
但摩西这样的爱神，
He was captured by God.
他被神所掌握所抓住。
He was pursuing God.
他在那里追求神。
Let me ask you a question.
让我问你一件事。
Are you 100% pursuing God?
你是不是百分之百尽力的在那里寻求神？
Now do your friends at school know you're a pursuer of God?
你在学校里的同学知道你是一个追求神的人吗？
Now do your work associates know you're a pursuer of God?
你在工作的时候，你的同事知道你是一个寻求神的人吗？
You don't have to advertise.
你不需要做广告。
Carry a banner around John 3:16.
那你不就要拉个大布条写的约翰福音三章十六节
Oh, but it's easy to tell.
但你很容易能够让人家知道
Are you such a person?
你是不是这样子的人
Are you caught by his grace?
你是不是被神的恩典所抓住的
Are you seeking after him?
你是不是在专心的寻求他
You wanting to know his word?
你要知道他的话语
Are you asking him questions?
你是不是在问他许多的问题
Good for you.
如果是的话
Good for you. He will show you his way.
因为神就必将他的道指示你
Even as Moses.
就好像对摩西一样。
But now let me ask you again.
让我再问你一件事。
Have you forgotten about yourself?
你是不是忘掉你自己？
You weren't saved for yourself.
你并不是因为你自己所以得救的。
You're a member of the body of Christ.
啊，你是基督肢体的一部分。
How can you be selfish? Your life is over.
你怎么可能很自私呢？你已经没有生命了，没有自己的生命了。
The moment you got saved.
你一旦得救了
You were plunged by the Spirit into the body of Christ.
那圣灵就将你丢到了基督的肢体里面。
And now, it's all about God's people.
那现在开始就不再是自己，总是神的百姓了。
Let me just give you one example.
让我给你一个例子。
Many Christians are very confused when God deals with them.
很多基督徒当神在对付他们的时候就觉得糊里糊涂。
Because God is dealing with them regarding the body of Christ.
因为神在对付他们的时候，是因为肢体的缘故。
Now the Christians in Corinth who were getting sick, they didn't understand the reason why.
那很多基督徒这个生病的时候，他们不知道为什么。
But Paul said the reason you're getting sick is you have disregard for the body of Christ.
在哥林多教会的基督徒生病，是保罗说你们生病是因为你们忽略了基督的身体。
Now was that not the same case with Moses?
那你看看是不是跟摩西一样
？You know he struck the rock at the end of the 40 years when he wasn't supposed to.
你们知道在他在旷野四十年的末了的时候，他用杖击打磐石，虽然他不应该击打。
God says you can't go into the land.
神就跟他说你不可以进到应许之地。
Why was it because of Moses' sin?
为什么？因为摩西犯罪吗
？Well, Moses did sin.
的确，摩西是犯罪了。
But we know God is compassionate.
但我们知道神是有恩惠、有怜悯的。
But God had to deal with Moses.
那神要对付摩西。
For the sake of the whole assembly.
为什么？是为了以色列的全会众。
He said, Moses, I can't let you in. Because before the children, my glory will be seen through you as a leader.
为什么？因为摩西我不能够让你进去。因为借着你以色列的全会众看见我的荣耀。
And you know something? Moses understood.
那你知道吗？摩西明白。
Of course he wanted to go into the land.
摩西当然欢喜进这个迦南地啊。
But for the sake of the body of Israel, he wasn't allowed in.
但是为了以色列人的缘故，他不能进去。
Now, do you understand that?
你明白吗？
Maybe you say that's terrible. Why did God do that?
那你也许觉得是这实在是太糟糕了。神为什么要这样做？
Well, let me say one thing.
让我再告诉你们一件事。
Moses is a picture to us.
摩西不过是一幅图画。
And we know in this picture that no flesh can inherit the kingdom of God.
我们从这个图画里面我们知道血肉之体不能够承受神的国。
So here's the good news.
那好消息就在这里。
Moses got into the promised land.
摩西到底还是进了应许之地。
After his flesh died.
等到他肉体死了以后。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he was with Jesus on top of the mount.
因为我们看到在主耶稣在变相山的时候摩西也在那里。
Moses got into the promised land, but his flesh had to be crucified before he could go in.
摩西到底还是进到了那应许之地，但他的肉身必须先要灭绝。
Don't worry about Moses, he'll be there.
所以你不用担心摩西啊，到时候你会看到他了。
But do you realize that many of God's dealings with you is because of your relationship with your brothers and sisters?
但你知不知道，很多时候神对付我们是因为我们与弟兄姐妹的关系的问题啊
？In Hebrews chapter 3,
在希伯来书第三章
，the Lord brings us home to His children.
那神呢、啊、将这个教导我们。
When he tells them that in order to live in the house of God, we have to consider Jesus, the high priest and the apostle of our faith.
他说，我们如果要知道神的家的意思的话，我们要思想那为使者、为大祭司的耶稣基督。
Because you see, in order to live in the house of God, we have to understand our heavenly calling.
因为我们知道，我们要能够作为一个神的家，我们必须要知道我们是同盟天召的。
Let's just look at verses 3 through six.
让我们看一下希伯来书第三章的三到六节。
For Jesus has been counted worthy of more glory than Moses, by just so much as the builder of the house has more honor than the house.
他就耶稣比摩西算是更配多的荣耀，好像建造房屋的比房屋更尊荣。
Now verse 5.
第五节。
Now Moses was faithful in all his house as a servant for a testimony of those things which were to be spoken later. But Christ was faithful as a son over his house, whose house we are, if we hold fast our confidence and the boast of our hope firm unto the end.
摩西为仆人在神的全家承难尽忠，我要证明将来必传说的事，但基督为儿子治理神的家，我们若将可夸的盼望和胆量坚持到底，便是他的家了。
We have a greater than Moses in our Lord Jesus.
那我们有主耶稣基督，算是比摩西更有尊荣。
And he has brought us into the house of God.
他将我们带到了神的家中。
From now on, this is the boundaries of our life.
那么这个就成为我们生命生活的范围啊。
And we need to discover the ways of the Lord in the house of God.
那我们就必须要从神的家中来分辨神的道路。
But it comes only by considering Jesus.
但我们必须一定要专心在耶稣的身上。
What am I saying?
这什么意思？
This matter of the church, the house of God, is a heavenly matter.
因为教会是神的家，是一个属天的意象。
The ways of our Lord in the church are much higher than our ways.
那神在他教会里面的道路远远超过我们的心意。
When we see the church by revelation, we realize that the way of the church is an impossible way.
当我们因着启示得以看见教会的路的时候，我们就知道这实在是一条不可能的路。
Except as we go by way of the cross.
那除非我们能够按着基督的十字架的道路走。
Except as we go by the way of grace.
除非我们能够按着神恩典的道路走。
I come from an unusual background, in contrast to many of you.
跟你们许多人比起来，我自己的背景很不同。
When I began to serve the Lord, I was a denominational pastor.
我刚开始服事的时候，我是在一个宗派里面侍奉。
I went to college and seminary and prepared for the ministry.
那我上大学，我去神学院要预备我的侍奉。
I studied the doctrines of the Bible.
我读了关于圣经的教训。
I studied the methods of the church.
我读了怎么样在教会里面建造。
Methods of preaching, methods of sharing the gospel, methods of building the church, methods of counseling people.
我学了传道法，我学了怎么样去传福音的方法，我学会怎么样建造教会的方法，我学会了怎么样陪谈的方法。
And I began to serve according to these ways.
那我就根据我所学的这些方法，我来服事。
But I didn't know the ways of God in His house.
但那时候我还是不明白神在他的家中，他的道路是什么。
It was all methods, all doctrines.
我所用的不过是方法，不过是教训。
Even traditions.
甚至传统。
Then one day, by the grace of God,
等到有一天，因着神的恩典，
the Lord began to open my eyes.
那神将我的眼打开了。
And show me that His house is a heavenly house.
让我看见神的家是属天的家。
You cannot use man's methods in the heaven's house.
你没有办法用人的方法来建造天上的家。
Oh, we used to argue among ourselves as to how the church should be built. Should there be workers? Should there be pastors? Should there be elders?
那很多以前我们都在那里争论啊，到底这个教会要怎么样子来建造啊？到底是要一个传道人呢？是要用长老呢？是要用同工呢？
But there's no human form of government that's right if Jesus isn't the living head.
但如果主耶稣基督不是教会的元首的话，那没有一个人的组织能够有效果。
This was one of the most humbling times in my life.
对我来讲，这是我一生当中最叫我自己谦卑的经验。
I saw I had all the outward methods, but I didn't know God's way.
那我看见我自己有许多在外面各样的方法，但我不知道神的道路。
And so the Lord said to me, just lay down those methods and those things and learn from me.
所以神就对我说，将你所学的一切都放下。
So this is why,
向我学习。
This is why I have to pray this prayer. Show me thy ways, O Lord.
这就是为什么我自己需要做这样子的祷告，将你的道指示我。
And then I look at brothers and sisters in many different assemblies.
然后我看到弟兄姐妹在各种不同的聚会当中。
And I know by their history, many of them have known the way of the heavenly house.
那我从他们的经历当中，我可以看得出来，他们实在知道这个神的家是一个天家，他们知道神的道路在其中。
But they have lost this living way.
看他们好像已经失去了这个活道。
And somewhere along the way, became preoccupied with methods and with forms, tradition.
在他们建造的过程当中，不知道怎么搞的，他们就逐渐开始注重这个方法，注重这个传统。
They're concerned about buildings.About the status of ministry, all such things like that.
他们注重建筑，他们注重那个侍奉的地位。
And they've lost the life in the midst of the house.
他们在神的家中反而失去了那个生命。
I come from the place where we had all the methods, but we didn't have the life, and I'm looking for the life.
那我自己成长的背景里面，我们有各式各样的方法，就是没有那个生命。那我在寻找那个生命。
But I seem to be passing by many people who used to know the life, and now they're looking for methods.
那但是呢，我遇到很多的人，他们好像以前认识这个方法，但他们认识这个生命，但他们现在在寻找各样的方法。
Now, can we reason together?
那我们能不能够找出一个道理来？
Do you know how high the church way is?
那你知不知道教会的道路是如何的高呢？
I remember one day the Lord said to me.
我记得有一天神对我说。
You cannot control the body.
你没有办法控制身体。
I am the head of the body.
我是身体的头。
You know, we pastors, we would manipulate people in order to make the body better as we thought.
那传道人呢，有时候啊，要在弟兄姐妹身上叫他们做些他们想要做的事啊，因为我们觉得这样的能够建造一个教会。
And as a pastor, of course, we always thought we knew the answers and all the sheep are dumb.
那是教会的牧羊人嘛，我们当然知道，我们知道所有的答案了，那些羊群都是很笨的。
There's many sheep that I hurt.
那有许多羊我叫他们受伤。
In order to gain my success.
为什么？因为我要叫我自己能够成功。
Every sheep is bought by the precious blood of Jesus.
但每一个羊都是主耶稣用他的宝血所买赎的。
And God's way is so full of mercy and love and discipline.
那神的道路是充满了恩典，充满了怜悯，充满了管教。
He wants a living house.
因为他要一个活的家。
But if we don't look unto Jesus, all we have is a wineskin without the wine.
但若是我们没有主耶稣基督的话，我们不过是有个装酒的皮带，里面没有酒。
All we have is His temple.Without the glory.
我们所有的不过是一个殿，但没有荣耀。
Is that what you want?
那这是我们要追求的吗？
I think you want the higher way.
我相信我们都是要那个更高的路。
And so we pray, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
所以我们就祷告，将你的道指示我。
This is one of God's main ways of having us come to know Him through brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
这是神所用的最主要的一个方法，叫我们能够认识他的道路，借着神的家的侍奉来认识他的道路。
His way is through the house.
因为他的道路是借着他的家来显明的。
Have you ever met a Christian who knows the Bible, they know how to pray, and yet they don't live in the house?
你有没有见过一个基督徒，他也熟练他的圣经，也知道如何祷告，而就是不去教会
？They're completely independent.
他们就是单一的一个，非常独立。
They visit around different houses.
他们到不同的教会里面去看。
But actually, they can't get along with anybody, so they don't stay too long.
但他们没有办法在另一个教会待很久。
I say they don't know the ways of God.
那我就知道他不明白神的道路。
Every one of us is built together through other brothers and sisters in the body.
那因为我们是借着弟兄姐妹互相建造，成为一个基督的身体。
May we find God's grace and cross to attain to the high way of His house.
那我们在基督的十字架上找到了这个恩典，能够叫我们看见，神在他的家中极高的道路。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Oh, show me thy ways that I may know thee.
将你的道指示我，使我可以认识你。
Lord, your way of the church you have placed us into is such a highway.
主啊，你借着这个教会将我们放在其中，这条道路实在是极高。
Oh, teach us thy mercies and compassion.
教导我们你的恩惠，你的怜悯。
Thy ways are so high in the church.
因为你的道路在教会中是何等的高。
Deal with us to make us effectual members of the body.
那摸造我们，训练我们，叫我们在你的肢体当中成为有用的。
And so you have told us the way of life is in the church.
就好像你告诉我们说，生命的道在你的教会里。
Forgive us our independence.
那赦免我们，因为我们常常喜欢一个人活。
We want to be planted in your church.
我们愿意扎根在你的教会。
And learn how to really live.
那学习在其中如何的生活。
We're learning that in dying we really start to live.
我们知道，当我们死的时候，我们才能够活。
When self is lost in body life.We touch what freedom is.
在肢体的生活里面，我们失去了自己，我们就得着了自由。
Oh, teach us thy ways.
求你将你的道指示我。
We humble ourselves before you, Lord.
我们在你的面前谦卑自己。
We adopt the ways of man so easily.
我们是如此的容易采用人的方法。
We want to look away unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our house.
但我们要仰望那建造这个家的创始成终的耶稣基督。
We pray in Jesus' precious name.
我们借着主耶稣基督宝贵的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.